on Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie. This Friday afternoon around tea time, the 18th of June, 1971, Channel 2 Right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie at tea time this Friday afternoon, the 18th of June, 1971. She's a little droopy. Didn't work out too well. Beginning the visit with Miss Bessie this Friday afternoon, Channel 2 Right, the 18th of June, 1971.
I have somebody to help me out. They're lucky to have.
James, say that the key. Oh yeah.
And sherbet doesn't hurt anybody.
No, ice cream don't hurt either.
And you think those clowns are making over there?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at the moon last night.
The news says it's going to rain. See, the radio shows it. Oh, it's going to rain.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Moon not changed yet. Moon not changed yet.
I haven't seen it. I never looked at it this morning.
Miss, you're losing out.
Well, I never thought of the moon this morning.
What time did you look out this morning?
Early.
6 o'clock.
Before the sun rose.
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I always get up and look out at the moon and see when the sun rises.
Just to sort of keep up with it?
Mm-hmm. But I never thought of this morning.
Well, just one morning won't matter. You can miss one morning. Hey, that's the reason. That's the reason. Get rid of this stuff I can eat here on the corner. Hey, that's the reason. That's the reason Miss Bessie tell you these things, because she gets up and looks.
That's right. That's right.
You wouldn't have to look at the moon or the sun, Miss Bessie, if you just look at the almanac.
Almanac. Well, I ain't got no almanac. I always get a lady birthday on it, but I ain't got none on it yet. Old Thrash didn't have none. He didn't order any or something.
Oh.
He gets them all the time.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen one this year.
You don't have any almanac?
I have calendars, but that's all. They don't tell anything about the sun and the moon.
They don't tell much of them.
Well, I didn't think you would ever be without an almanac.
I couldn't get one.
Oh.
It's too late in the season now.
To get it?
And wouldn't anybody have one?
I never tried the drugstore.
But you buy enough from them.
I know it, but I always sin. I never go. James always get everything I want on me.
Well, if you tell him to get your almanac, he'll...
Well, he always gets almanac because he want them himself. So I never thought about none. After Thrasher didn't have none. Because he always have it.
What can James tell about an almanac?
He tell me about the fishing.
Oh, really? I didn't think about that.
He tell about the fishing.
He nuts.
He go fishing. Goes early in the morning.
Oh, he does.
At 5 o'clock.
And gets back in time to go to work?
Mm-hmm. He has to go to Tuscarora.
Go to where?
Tuscarora. Over here.
That's a good place.
Yeah, he goes over there.
I thought they kept that locked.
Hmm.
I thought they kept that locked.
You got a key.
Oh.
Mr. Richard can give him a key. And then he can go and thrash aside. Too, either way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How about that, Faye?
That's really special. Well, I hope he catches fish.
And nothing been biting very much but brims.
What does he like to catch?
Oh, he likes to fish in the morning. And he go in the afternoon when he gets to work.
What is it?
Get time to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to fish.
Well, he don't have any time off during the day, does he?
When he gets through in the, he don't have to go to work until 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And after he gets the help, he's off until 9.
Oh, yeah.
From 4 to 9, he'd be off.
Yes.
You have to go to work at 9 o'clock.
Well, now, is that something new?
Mm. No.
That's where it's been.
He always did do that.
Well, how come they divide him up so, Miss Bessie?
Who?
Over there at the bar.
They don't invite him up.
Well, they don't want him over there from 4 until 9.
Well, he got to have some time for himself. You see, he go and get the help.
Yeah.
Bring the help in. Right, it might be after 4, you know what I mean, when he get the help there. And when he get the bowl in, then he goes on, or he's going off any way he want to go. And he go fishing.
Over at Tuscarora.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you see, if Shep had had a key over there, he might not have... got into trouble over here.
Shep. Well, that's a good place to fish down there.
Yeah.
A big lake back there.
But he didn't have a key.
He didn't need one. The gate's open.
Can't just anybody go in there.
No. They're not allowed to go in there.
No.
Let anybody go in there who want to go in there.
Is that right?
Old man Thrice don't see him.
They don't.
I said, he don't see them. They can go in there.
Coleman said the other day that up there past his house at that trestle, that George and Shep had been up there a time or two.
Mm-hmm. He used to didn't allow them to fish up there. I don't know if they allowed them to fish.
Oh, really?
If people used to get the line hung on them wires up there. And so the railroad stopped them from fishing.
Put up a sign?
So I don't know whether the line will go up there or not.
Feel that fan? Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't feel it, but you know that it's stirring the air a little bit.
Now you feel it?
No.
A little better.
Mm.
That's better. Yeah.
Can you feel it now?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't very strong, is it?
No.
You don't want it on you.
Mm-mm.
That's not on her, but stirring the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm gonna give you the cantaloupe when I go back.
Well, I'm just glad to know he's got cantaloupes down there.
Well, he just pulled three yesterday.
And they're just coming in.
Mm-hmm. And he was down there, so he just pulled three. Were ready to come off the vine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of down there.
And his melons aren't ripe yet?
No, not yet. It's about that long. Nice melon. And his vine just is green.
Well, that's damp back there, then, isn't it?
Yeah. Covering that palm. You see, that's pond right over there. And it draws the dampness underneath there, you see.
Well, then, he doesn't need to irrigate.
Mm-mm.
So he's lucky. He's luckier than I thought, because I kept feeling sorry for him. Because it's so dry.
It don't look like it's dry.
I'm going back there.
Yeah. No, it don't look like it's dry. You're cooking peas?
Uh-huh.
I smell them.
Coleman brought us some.
Did he?
I didn't realize that you had to fix them while they'd ruin.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, that's nice.
He didn't. I've had some of them ruined because it got too hot.
Well, you have to shell them and put them in the box.
I shelled half of them, and then I thought, well, I didn't have any more time, and I'd wait till the day, and some of them ruined, not all.
Mm-hmm.
You got plenty of peas?
No, I ain't got plenty now. I didn't sell them all.
You got more coming on?
Yes, it'll be quite a while. They're just not beginning to come up good.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
crop.
Yeah, it's planted. So.
Oh, replanted.
But, yeah, the vines ain't dead yet, though.
Whatever got into Isaiah to do all that planting? I thought he'd lazy.
I don't know.
Why, he's doing fine down there, isn't he?
He sure is. He got plenty of cantaloupes.
He got cantaloupes too?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it taste?
He got the vines run from the pump down to them woods.
Whole row?
And watermelon, same thing.
Whole row?
Mm-hmm. All the way to the woods.
They're not ripe yet?
The cantaloupes getting ripe.
Are they?
But the melon ain't quite ripe yet.
Well, you know, just for home use, you can have melons all summer.
Yeah.
And they just keep bearing, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a garden down there before?
No. Fred always had plant corn in
it. I believe he's letting up on the corn now.
I think so too. He said, I said they're going to plant grass there or something for the cows.
Oh, really?
He never made no corn over there much last year.
He didn't.
Not as much as he always do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, there's a right smart grass over there already, isn't there?
It sure is.
That old Johnson.
Now, the way I would do, I would cut that Johnson grass for its seeds, you know? And let it die. And it wouldn't come up, you see. It wouldn't go after the seeds and they ain't die. They ain't gonna come up. But
up the country there, we have Johnson grass. if it gets, gets ahead of us out in where we're cultivating,
mm-hmm.
we just graze it for a year or two,
mm-hmm.
and that'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only thing that will.
Yeah. But you know, when you apply that Johnson grass up, you got to get it up by the root. You see. And apply it up by the root, and then go in there with a rake. And rake those roots out, you see. You kill them.
You got too many roots, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, I know, but you can get plenty of them out of there.
Yeah, just one little root. It's just like, nut grass. Just one little. You remember Bootsy? Miss Anna had her rose garden over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get so depressed about that. And she'd get Bootsy over there to clean it out for her. And a week from then, that nut grass was right
back. Come back.
Yes, sir. I think she tried to poison a little of it there.
Well, she did.
But she never got anywhere.
No, you can't. The only way you get rid of it, you have to put hogs in there that root that dirt out from under there. Just root them up. Get the hogs going there.
Yeah.
Now they'll get that little nut on the bottom of the
plant. Yeah, uh-huh.
And they'll also keep it rooted up where it can grow.
Mm-mm.
I wonder what they do to Johnson grass.
I don't know. But the root is in the ground. It's so hard to kill. You have to get it up from the ground.
You know, people don't have hogs as much as they used to. Everybody got cows.
People don't have nothing no more like they used to. People used to have everything that you want that you didn't have to buy. Then now you got to buy everything.
Yes. it just keeps you running to the store. And it was better, what you had then was better than you get now.
So much better. Well, if people were farming them, but they, you wouldn't have so much trouble getting something to eat. And then the people put so much fertilizer under the stuff, it ain't fit to eat.
It ain't fit to eat.
No.
Got no taste to it and poison.
That's what gives people so many cancers, that stuff.
Well, Faye, it's bound to.
Sure it is.
It's just bound to. It's just not natural.
No. Put too much fertilizer on it to make it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just let it grow natural.
Yeah.
Now, Woodard was saying over here the other day, he came over here and brought Faye some peas.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying about, I was thinking about putting in a few sweet peas down there. And I asked him how he fertilized, put it on the side dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't go in for that side dressing. He says it looked to him like they didn't keep as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you put all that soda stuff
on it, yeah.
Yes.
And it's not as good. People used to take the the stable manure and put under the crops, you know, what they have. And they would grow just the same, but not as fast.
Lloyd went through the motion of farming over there a year or two, but he never did grow anything, did he?
Growed a few tomatoes and a few sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Did he actually grow some?
Well, it grew what he had. He didn't have much.
What was it, just too much work?
I don't know.
Well, now, George, huh?
No, what I started to say, Sonny said that over in France, they wake mules and horses just like they used to do here. He said they don't have no tractors and things like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
They wake the ground with a mule and a hawk.
And they have good produce.
And they have good stuff. He said it's so funny that when he got over there, he sees those mules ain't plowing the ground. You know, he was home here about last week, but he didn't have but 19 days to stay. So he had to go back.
Yeah. Who was that?
What's that?
Who was that?
Sonny. My grandson.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was here. He said he couldn't get on here because he didn't have but 19 days to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go back.
Now, all your family, Bessie, they are all engineers and mechanical and all like that, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do any of this farming or anything.
Oh, no.
Looks like you could have showed them how to raise a garden or something while they were growing up.
Sonny used to love to have a garden when he was down here, little boy.
Yeah.
He used to plant stuff, have more beans and greens like that. He used to raise a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, going to school got him out of it.
Yeah. Now, Carol don't take an interest in those things, does she?
No. Mm-mm.
You haven't been able to get her. She ought to learn those things, Bessie.
What, farming?
Well, gardening and all.
don't bother, really.
Well, now she could take an interest in Isaiah's garden.
She's too lazy.
Oh, Betsy.
She's too lazy to do anything.
George Mitchell had some vegetables over there back of you one year.
It was okra.
Okay.
Yeah, he raised okra over there.
Yeah. Well, now, he knows how to farm.
Oh, yeah, he knows how to farm.
But he don't farm much.
No more than just wait some time for Freddie.
Yeah.
But if everybody has a little garden like Isaiah.
Yeah. Including me, I'd make more on a little garden than I do on all these cows, wouldn't I?
Well, you peddle your stuff.
I would say, yeah.
Well, you know, Bessie, just
eat it, yeah.
Just to keep from going in the store and having to buy it, do you know that pole beans are still 40 cents a pound in the store? Mm. You tell Isaiah he ought to grow pole beans. They haven't been...
Plant them for the fall.
They haven't been below 40 cents.
They haven't.
No, at the store where I go. And you buy 3 pounds of pole beans and you got $1.20 worth of beans. And the other beans, I think, are 35 or 36.
Mm-hmm.
And that crookneck squash is still real high in the stores.
Yeah.
So, if you just got through the summer on your garden, it'd be a big help.
It sure would, Miss Miles.
Did you ever do much canning?
Who?
You.
No. Never have. I wasn't home long enough to fall.
That's right.
I was gone all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, people who can are put in the deep freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I thought that you knew how to can.
Oh, she can can face. She can can anything she wants to.
Who?
She can. She just won't admit it.
Oh yes, I know how to can. I can can stuff.
You put up enough peas to last you all winter.
Well, I don't care that much about peas.
Well, you gotta have something.
Well, I just don't care. I just force myself whenever I eat peas, I just force myself to eat them.
You do.
But I don't care about them.
Do you wish? Do you wish? Hey? Your peas cooking?
I better look at them and see.
I don't know. I have eaten some mighty fine peas, and they don't all taste the same. No. Oh, I have had some mighty fine peas, first and last. You know what you can do with peas? You know, you can cook up a batch and just keep eating on them for a day or two, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. You can put them in the box and keep fresh. Yes.
Now, some people don't like to have to cook every day.
No, they cook enough for the last about 2 days.
Yeah.
So they don't have to cook every day.
You never do that?
But I have something left sometimes.
But you'd rather cook a little every day.
Yeah, so it'd be fresh.
Yeah. You just spoil, aren't you? I tell you, I could eat peas, farmed over, but I tell you what, these pole beans, somehow or other, they taste so much better fresh.
Yeah, they do. Fresh cooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one time, warmed over, warmed up a little bit. After that, look at that, it's clouding up, eh?
Like just like Miss Bessie said.
What'd she say?
I told her it's gonna rain.
You think it's gonna rain today?
Well, the radar showed where this cloud, where the clouds were, you know.
Yeah.
Down next to Tampa. Where the water is, you see. And it's supposed to rain, yeah.
Well.
We'll get the rain. You just worry about the rain. You're going to get rain.
Sooner or later.
Cold worry don't do no good. Injure you. And don't bring the rain.
No.
You see, worry you about it, and then you don't get no rain. You see,
yeah.
Well, it makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
But don't worry about the rain. It's just go on and don't think about it.
You know what Boots used to say?
Huh?
She said it'll be raining so much here one of these days you wished it wouldn't. You remember that?
Yeah.
She said a lot of nice things, didn't she?
She did.
Now, you and Bootsy used to have some pretty good times after she come over there, Miss Bessie.
Yeah, when she wasn't drunk.
Yeah, but she'd sit out there and talk nice a lot of times, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would. Boo had good sense.
She sure did.
But that whiskey.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the sense now. I know about the whiskey. I'm talking about the sense part.
But I know what I said. She had good sense. But that whiskey get it in her.
Yeah, but
well,
I've heard too much about that. I want to hear about her good sense.
Why, she didn't use so much of it.
Yes, she used right smart of it. She talked good. Yes, she did. I've sat out there with you and Bootsy, and it, we had nice talk.
Yeah, Boots could talk good, but she...
Oh, and she'd bring in the vegetables, Bessie.
Yes, she would.
Yes, sir.
Yes, for that. Afraid to miss a good hand when she dies.
Oh, man. Now, she had done right smart at work in her time, hadn't she?
Yes, sir. And hard work, you know.
Yeah.
She done hard work.
You think it's...
When she's over there with Jim Means, she just work like a man.
Yeah.
Where is he? I don't see him no more.
He working down here at Buddy Huff's at that, he helps him run that, you know where the windmill is?
Mm-hmm.
Down there at that store.
Oh, I see.
He goes out and picks oranges and brings them in. Now, what else he does, I don't know. He don't speak to people much these days, you know.
No, he's kind of curious.
Yeah. No, sir, we have sat on your porch there many a time, Miss Bessie, and had nice talk when Boots come in, you know.
She could tell you what happened.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I really miss her. You know, when she's in, to herself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was pretty good company.
Yes, I used to talk to her a lot. And tell her, I said, Boosie, don't drink so much whiskey. She said, no, I won't drink much. She could wait on and get it and drink it. Drink it or not. I said, some of these days this thing will give you a stroke. I said, now you watch, you see. And Shona, she drank a pint. Yeah, she had a pint. And then I said, Booch, now don't you go to the store and get no whiskey. No, I ain't going to the store. I ain't going to the store. I ain't going to drink. And then she said, I got to go to the store to get so and so. I said, uh-huh. You see, you're saying that to get out away from you to get the whiskey. And she went right on and got a half a pint. Had them drink a pint. And she got this half. And so, when she come back, I said, you done had some. You done come tell me. I said, you come in, you look funny. You don't look the same. And that night, she kind of got sick during the night and Sunday morning, so she had that stroke. I told her, I said, now you keep on, you're going to have a stroke.
She knew it.
Yeah, she knew.
Somebody told me she used to be the Sunday school superintendent.
Used to be teaching Sunday school.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She was smart. Booch was smart.
Yeah. Why, she'd sit down and read the paper, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she would.
While we were talking, she'd be sitting there reading the paper. Is James smart?
James.
Her boy?
Well, I don't know too much about him.
Yeah.
Does he do some things at the church?
Who?
He goes. Her, James, her son.
What did you miss that?
He's a big church man.
Church man?
Yeah.
Yeah, liquor hater.
Does he drink a little?
Yeah, he used to make the boys drunk. He used to make my cousin drunk all the time and take all his money from him. Grady. Grady Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put him in his car and get him drunk, you know. Buy the liquor.
Yeah.
Get him drunk and then he rob him. So he ain't nothing to him.
Well, he don't do that now, does he?
If he can get a chance, anybody can fool him and get him drunk.
Oh, you mean that's an old trick?
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, he stays sober.
Oh, yeah, he stays sober so he can get the others drunk.
And let the others do the drink.
And get drunk, and then he can clip them.
Down at Boardman?
What's that?
You go down Boardman?
Yeah, go to the boat one.
You know, that's something, isn't it?
Well, look like if people knew that.
I hear thunder. Do you hear that thunder?
Mm-hmm.
As best as you know, they got so many airplanes and trucks around. I never know whether it's thundering or what's happening. It could be just an old truck going across down
there. Oh, them children over there got some kind of horns or something on their old cars in that class. They start everything way in the night.
Oh.
And I can hear them, you know.
Who's that?
Sam and them got only car, old cars over there.
Oh,
don't you hear it?
I Sammy can't keep a car running, can he?
No, it runs. But he's scared to go anywhere with it. Go around. Yeah, you know what I mean. Where you can get somebody to get him home.
Yeah.
But you know, we take a long trip. Now, Buddy have to come and wake every morning.
Oh.
She had to be awake at 5 o'clock.
My Bessie?
Yes, he do. He had to be awake at, not after every other week.
Be there at 5 o'clock?
He got to be to Winn-Dixie at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Ah.
And his daddy has to take him down there.
Yeah, Buddy Cousin.
Well, he don't mind.
No, I don't guess he do. If he did, he wouldn't do it.
He don't know whether it's day or night anyhow. He goes day and night on it.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do about getting back?
Well, some of the other boys bring him back what's up there.
I see.
And Doris bring him back sometime when she comes along.
Yeah.
Now when she and Buddy don't take him, she have to have her call. And then Buddy takes her to work. She don't have to go so early. And so he carries her up. She way live way back in the I don't see how you find these jobs way back in there. I don't see how she found them.
Well, how does she find them?
I don't know if she found them in the paper, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, how did she get home?
Well, she comes home with Mary. Moses, Mary. She comes. She wakes back in there too, somewhere, when she come by and pick up.
That's Buddy's brother?
Mm-hmm. When he died, he's dead now.
But Mary, if she's she's all right.
Yeah.
Faye?
Yeah,
let's do something to encourage that Sunder.
I know it.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Pull all the cars out and let the windows up.
Yeah.
Boom.
Put your bed clothes out.
Well, I promised Miss Bessie not to keep her long.
Well, she might want to go around here. Miss Bessie, you need anything we got?
No.
Got plenty of paper? Papers?
Yes, so far I have.
Well, you look around and see what you got, what we got.
And those sacks are good to put things in.
Yeah. You let her look around the house here. She's running.
She might see something she needs to take down there. Oh, shoot. You got plenty of potatoes?
Huh?
Got plenty of potatoes? Does Isaiah have any potatoes?
He hasn't dug any yet.
Well, do you need a few? I've got some extra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll give you some potatoes. Get a sack. Do you like the little new fresh ones? Do you like the little ones, or do you want some larger ones? Don't make any difference. No.
Okay.
I like juice.
This is Channel 2, right around 6:40. And the end of this little visit with Miss Daisy this Friday afternoon around tea time, the 18th of June, 1971. Channel 2 right around 6:40, 50. And then the visit with Miss Daisy around tea time this Friday afternoon, the 18th of June, 1971. Channel 2 right, and the end of the little visit with Miss Daisy this Friday afternoon around tea time, the 18th of June, 1971.